You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. Using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Oh, please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in the podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show.
Seems like they're watching over us in a very, they treat us like cattle. I got a very negative outlook on things, but I try to just stay positive because I feel like they are so good at being tricky. Again, you can hate them as much as you want, but that outside, you gotta go, man, what a good evil empire. Like, yeah. I never seen him calm. I don't think I've ever seen him talk calm. If he would look calm, never happened. Clothesline her, knocking her right to the ground. She's due. Paranormal is a real weird thing.
It is.
I actually have. Yeah, I've gone to like USS Salem. The guy didn't want any disrespect thrown my way either. I just don't. It's like Bigfoot, dude. How many people go looking for Bigfoot? They see him and they run because they're scared. The horse head from Rocky on tattooed on my back.
Right.
Flames tomorrow. I'm such a Rocky fan. There's Sloan ever wanted to play me anything. We had a kid in Providence. God Shamgar. Look up his name for college basketball. He was one of the greatest dribblers. You can get to the point. It's a different animal. I got Buddy Man. Like, it is what it is. And the thing is, like, again, it goes back to the God theory. Maybe it's just what you're seeing, like what you think you want to see, or what right. You would see as a serious thing. Because there actually is what the proven fact that if you stare at yourself for 20 minutes, your brain gets so bored of looking in the mirror. Your brain gets so bored of looking at yourself that it starts to visually distort you.
Don't forget to click that like, subscribe, follow, you know the drill, wherever you watch, wherever you listen, and thank you so much for your support.
As the was the virus, because it hit everyone in the band, and I can't tell you how sick we were. Did you ever have your hair hurt?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it wasn't good.
Oh, God, that is horrible. Oh, geez. Mm. No, I like it's also like with pot. I can't do it because it makes me sick to my stomach. I get motion sickness really, really easily. And they say, well, that's supposed to be great for motion sickness. Not for me. Not for me. I guess I'm just not made to do anything heavier than alcohol.
Yeah, that's so the thing is I my weed to alcohol ratio would be like 10 to 1. I don't really drink much because I just can't. My stomach is. I've had too many surgeries where point where if I drink too much it hurts.
Yeah,
but I'll smoke. I mean, I was in a band.
No, I'm not gonna. Don't get me wrong. My pain was gone.
We smoked all. There was like a 5-year period that I don't know if I can remember a sober day. That's not good. I'm just telling you how it all went.
Right.
Like, when you're going from van to location, you're showing up, you're playing a show, you're leaving. It wasn't meant for me. And when I found out that she was having twins, that was the easiest decision of my life. And they still hate me. I think they all still hate me.
Oh. Hey, family comes first always.
I mean, come on. What am I going to do? Twins? Like twins. Even if there was one, to tell you the truth, there's one kid I was still going to leave.
Oh, but my gosh.
Is the ultimate excuse.
Yes. Like, yes. I wanted twins. I wanted what you had. I wanted a boy and a girl to start off with. And that was going to be it for me.
You have twins in the family?
I do, but it's way in the family. I mean, my son could possibly have twins because his wife is a triplet. They could possibly have twins because it does run in the family. But I never had them. I had three kids. And
never one at a time.
One at a time. Yep. And for the first two, I was a single mom for a long time. So
that sucks.
It sucks. But I kind of loved it because I got them all to myself.
Yeah.
And I got to spoil them the way I wanted to spoil them.
But you know what? There's two things that
it made me stronger, too.
But what I noticed was that my daughter. So I have the twins. My daughter is a freshman. Well, she's a sophomore now at Bryant University. She's going for counting. It's a really hard school to get into. She was dyslexic, but she worked her way like the dean's list.
Congrats.
She's like 5'3 of Tara. Like she is.
Well, so she is Italian.
On the good side. But my point is right behind me, this thing, you can't, the Father's Day letter she wrote me that I keep up constantly. And it just shows to me like what difference a dad makes in a daughter's life.
Oh, yeah.
To have a dad that loves you and that tells you you're beautiful your whole life.
Yep.
Builds a stability for them to be able to conquer other stuff where maybe somebody else doesn't because they don't have that. The self-worth down, you know?
Yep.
Oh, so like me coaching, I coach basketball for, again, 11 years, boys and girls, because I coach both teams. And
sweet.
I preferred coaching the girls because the boys are all about, like, I want to be the best on the team. Every boy want to shoot threes. Yep. I don't want to drive anymore. They don't want any rebounds. The girls' team was, tell me what I need to do, and I'll be part of the team. Like, it didn't even have to be shoot. It would be like, you have to just rotate here and just stand there, block this lane. You're going to be golden. Mm-hmm. But they would do it, and they would come off proud that they filled their role. And girls at first hate each other. I don't know. You know this. Girls, they tear each other apart. But they form a group, by far tougher than anything guys can put together, ever. That's why I don't understand why women don't run the world. I can't figure it out.
I think they do. I think that's the problem now.
the social world.
The social world. Yeah. But no, I mean, there's a lot of strong women out there. A lot of strong women. But those women aren't getting the attention.
I'm trying to put them on shows. Everyone that I found, I put on a show. Everyone that's like something that's like got something to say that will argue with me, right? And just be like, keep going. It's like, oh, all right, let's hear. And especially if they're good in that field. Like, Sin
is on kick right now. She said, hey, you guys.
she's doing her book about I call her Sin Schrader Hill author. It's just how I refer to her, just one full Sin Schrader Hill author, because if you want to look her up, you have to type in Sin
Schrader Hill
author.
How I had to look her up.
But she's one of those people that will put me in my place. You know what I mean?
Now, that's what she's saying. She said, making sure Mike L is behaving.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, I don't want to get in trouble. She's like one of those people you don't want to get in trouble with, you know? If you know what's going on. Like, I know what's going on, man. I don't want trouble with her.
Those Southern mamas and those Southern mother figures, no. You don't want to get on their bad side.
No, you don't.
Because really they seem like they're the sweetest people in the world, and then you flip that switch and, sorry, it's on.
Oh. Like, you don't get me started, but the Southerners in general, you guys are the best at insulting us. We're pretending you're giving us compliments. It's absolutely awful.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, give me a break. Don't tell me to F myself. I'll be happier with that, you know?
You know what's funny, though, is somebody said that to me on a podcast that I was on, and I said, well, you know what? Sometimes it's legit. Sometimes it's legit, bless your heart, but you can tell the difference in the tone. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, but we can't. We're not supposed to, because you guys, like I said, you have that sing. There's a bit of a singing to that sound, so it sounds comfortable. Oh, bless your heart. And I'm like, oh, that was so nice. And we're like, oh, guy, forget about it. Get out of here. And you're like, oh, he's a jerk. I don't trust that guy. I ain't playing cards with that guy. You know what I mean?
She said, better believe it.
It's true. You ever seen Teen Wolf? You've seen
Teen Wolf, right? I have.
Three rules of life. Always get 8 hours sleep. It's called the Tim Weisberg. Never play cards with a guy named after a city. Never date a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her body. And everything after that is cream cheese. That's like one of my favorite quotes. Like, yeah, it makes sense in a weird sort of way. Maybe I should avoid those things. And you know, if I could ever get more than 5 hours sleep, God damn it, I would. But
I don't. I get anywhere between, unless I have, it's my crash days, but usually it's anywhere between three to 4 hours a day.
I can't nap.
That's from the military, though. I before I was in the military, I would sleep all the time.
No, I can't sleep. What I'm saying is, like, I can't sleep late. And I get up at the same time. I'm old. I get up at the same time every morning, no matter what.
I'm old.
And I can't nap. Can't take a nap.
I used to nap all the time.
Like, I'm 69 now.
I am 73.
Oh, all right. You got me by. Yeah, I can't nap, though. If I go to bed, it's for the night. That's the whole deal with me. So I don't even bother anymore. I don't try.
Yeah.
It's coffee. A lot of coffee.
I drink almost 2 pots a day.
Yeah, me too. It's bad. No, it's not good.
I feel you. No, it's not. It's not good at all. But it's that and water, and that's
what I'm doing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually drinking. See, the thing with Buddy is he likes to talk about the beers that he's drinking. I'm drinking Victory Sour Monkey Sour Triple Ale. I don't even like the taste. I don't.
But why are you drinking it?
9.5% alcohol.
Oh, that's why you're drinking.
On a trip or anything else like that, you may experience a different sense that you don't even know exists. Like, there's so many other dogs have senses we don't. Like, animals have senses we don't. So to just go by what our five senses tell us is you know, closed mind.
Yeah.
It's this. We know so little. We're like in the mail room. We don't know anything that's going on. But
everybody experiences things differently too. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, because intelligence level. I mean, no one wants to admit that. But some people are dumb. Most people,
I'm dumb on a lot of things.
Oh, no. I speak for the dumb, but I'm talking about really dumb in the sense of, like, you don't have a conversation with somebody and realize, there's no point.
Yep.
Nothing's going through.
Yep.
Nothing's being done. So it's just like, I don't help you can't help. You can't help stupid, right?
It's really hard to change stupid.
There's dumb and stupid. And stupid's like, all right, well.
Stupid's the one that continues to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
It's like, good luck, man. It's like, good luck being stupid. That's what you choose to do. Anybody that wants to tell me any of their beliefs too strongly, it's like, I'm awful proud of you. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, anytime anybody's going to get on a pedestal and tell me one thing about something, it's like, all right. You know, you're done. It's like a magic show sometimes. It's like, yeah, that was my card. I mean, God. I'm just saying. Like, I get it. But, you know, I want someone to tell me something I never heard before. Like, I don't mind so I had someone approach me at Salem, and she was, I want to say, in her early to mid-20s, and she had a mohawk, which I've had mohawks. Again, nothing against mohawks. But she had like the Bam Bam Bigelow type like tattoos where the side of the head was, which I have tattoos. I have no offense to those. But then she had like a living, what she claimed was a living doll. It was like a clown doll that strapped around her and had a meter that beeped apparently when she spoke to it. And she was telling me how she had the first relationship ever with like a spirit or something like that. And now Buddy left me at the table, so I had to answer all the questions. And I'm just sitting there going, oh boy, oh God, help me. So we start talking, and she just, everything has happened to her. And I have a hard time when everything happens to somebody. So just sitting there listening, and trying to be nice, being me. And I make one fatal flaw. And I told you earlier in the show that I answer sometimes with like the worst answer I can think of. It just comes out, and then I have to retract myself. So, and she goes, stops, and she says, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of depression in my life. And my response was, no, as someone who deals with depression myself, like, that's why I think it's funny. But my response was, you don't say. And I was just like, oh, no. Like, there was that moment of pause where I said, Mike, what'd you do now? Like, what did you say now, you idiot? Why would you say you don't? Because it was just a natural response, dude.
Yeah.
It was just like, everything was depressed, depressed, depressed. You know, I struggle with depression. You don't say. Like, no kidding. Like, I hear
it's
you.
It's
like,
obvious.
It just came out wrong. But she took it well.
Oh, that's good. I actually
did worse than her. Yeah, she was kind of laughing, and I was just apologizing for like 20 minutes. Cause
oh, no.
I just felt, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of like, they give you that face like you just, you know, ran over the dog. You didn't want to, but you did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I understand. Back over again.
Oh, something.
I don't know. I know it's getting close to the time that you got to get off and start doing your show, because this is about the time that Sin told me I got to go. So let everybody know where they can reach you at. And I'm going to have you back on. I'm going to have to get with Buddy and get him on. And I'm going to have to get all of you on at once, because I think that's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. It's chaos if we're all in the same time. I tend to make fun of them, and then they make fun of me. It's fun, but we're guys in that sense where we just,
yeah,
we insult each other. It's kind of like showing love.
Yeah. That is love. But people don't understand that anymore, though.
No, they take it. Again, I don't take offense. That's I'm good with it. Again, it goes back to the Italians.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care. Like, I've been being dead honest, man. I must have some
Italian in my line somewhere.
Like, you ever hear the term WAP? Like,
yep.
You know what it means?
No, no, it doesn't mean. I don't even know really what it means. I just know it's an insult.
All right. So it's WOP, WOP, and it stands for without papers.
Oh, well, then wouldn't that be with everybody that didn't have papers?
There's my point to with Italians. What are we kidding?
Right.
You're a greasy Italian. Yeah, that's true. Like, we don't care. It's such a great nationality to be, because we don't care.
And I get called a dumb Southerner.
Dude, my family didn't get to the Americas until the 1920s. So everything that happened bad before the 1920s, the Italians were like, hey, guy, we weren't even there.
Right.
We had nothing to do with it, because we weren't.
Right.
But, all right, legitpodcast.com. We stream all the shows live there. There's the Legit Paranormal YouTube channel. There's the Legit Podcast YouTube channel. They'll all have our shows. We're on Facebook. It's Legit Paranormal. I don't know how nobody took Legit Podcast.
I know
that name. I don't know how I got that name, like that term legit. No one was using it. And I was like, that fits. Like, that fits kind of what I want to say. So everything's kind of legit. We have 8 shows. There's Auntie Dale on Tuesdays. I almost forgot about. It's Legit Metaphysical World. Sometimes they do live readings. Sometimes they get deep. I think my next would be getting somebody that has the cojones to put religion somewhat into it, just to see what everyone else says. Like, I'm not saying I back that person, but I would back that person as far as doing a show, because there's certain aspects that people don't want to touch, but I feel like we need to. So
yeah, it does need to be touched. Always. Religion.
I'm going to clip that right there. Before you said religion. Before you said religion, I'm not trying to be offensive, but that was hilarious. So that will be clipped. I'll show you. You'll see after this. But no. Dude, you do a great job of hosting. You're open to just let a conversation happen. And so many people will have an agenda. And the agenda isn't just asking questions. It's asking questions and somehow rolling off into something they can sell.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. No, I'm a social person, so I'm more in it to get to know people and let them spread their knowledge and their stuff about what they do and just get to know each other, you know? That's my whole big thing. I mean, this was something that I did before the pandemic, and it was something that really, you know, clung to me during the pandemic because, like I said, I'm a social person and I was stuck in a house constantly.
Yeah. No, so, I still try to hug people. I'm again.
I do too. I'm a hugger, and I'll tell them.
Handshake, hug.
I tell them when I see them. I'm a hugger. Either hold me off now or.
But so, imagine when you meet somebody and they go, "Yeah, I just fist bump." I'm always like so disappointed in that person.
It's like I thought we were getting personal and getting a connection going. What happened?
It's just when someone sets up a
it's like they like were that. Acting while they were on the show, and it's like
I just fist bump. It's like, really, that's what you do? Like that's what you do? You just fist bump? Really? Like really, that's what you do?
What a douche.
Yeah, but those are the people that someone like me will hug, because I'll get a hug out of you. I'm pretty sure. I look, buddy's 6'5". So
sweet. My son's 6'3¼".
Yeah. So see, you understand what I'm saying though? When we get all this like chattering going our way, it's like, well, we could just go there, show up and just run over everybody like a lawnmower. But that's probably going to get us in jail.
I was actually talking to Sin about all of us getting together and going on a paranormal investigation somewhere like Sloss Furnace or something like that. So
I would love to do that because they don't think I do it. And everybody's like on me. So I would just love to do an investigation. And there's two sides, man, to be honest. Half of me wants nothing to happen to the point of such boringness where I just want to show 2 hours. Like, say me and you sit there going, nothing so far, huh? No.
No.
So have you been watching Dance with the Stars? Is that even still on? Like that kind of conversation?
Yeah.
Like, just let them see that and then understand why I don't go on paranormal investigations.
Because that's a lot of what it is.
And then I always said we would do like a big finale though, and like really like hype it up. Oh God, this is a big one. This is something. And then absolutely nothing happens again. And they just disappointed, you know? But no, I would love to go on it because what I found is that people that can, and I don't want to use the word medium or an empath, but people that can read people quickly or pick things out, they identify other ones with the same sort of skills. And like, I'm not saying that that's something that I do have, but I do. But what I'm saying is that like, that's something that like, I
that's didn't what realize. We didn't come across.
Yeah. No, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that how well I was at reading people. Like, I always read stuff. Or first of all, mediums are freaked out by me. I don't know about you. They don't like me at first because I block everybody out. I try to block them purposely. Right. And secondly, it was like, the worst insult I ever got, a compliment I ever got was, I couldn't tell if you were good or bad. Oh. I was like, you know what? That's great because we're all nuanced. None of us is, anybody that says they're just good is the bad guy. Like, you want to be like maybe 85% good, 15%. All right. 75%. All right, wait. 60% good, 40% bad at least. As the Archangel Michael would do, come down with the scale. If you were 50-50, I'm good with that. People have flaws. I like people that are flawed. They're better than the people that aren't.
Yes, they're real.
Yes,
they're real. And the ones that don't, they do somewhere. You just gotta figure out what it is.
It all comes out in the wash, dude. You cannot run from lies.
No. Skeletons in your closet will always come out. Karma's a bitch. That's
why you get in front of them and you be honest about your hypocrisy.
Always be honest.
Like I am. I know that I've done horrible things in my lifetime. Like as far as like fights or like, you know, I just know. But I've made amends when I knew I was definitely wrong. Yeah. When I thought I was in the right, I didn't give a shit. And you just keep moving forward. And the thing is, if you don't go, it's so easy. Like if you don't go against being a bad person, like you try to be good as much as you can, because there is, I'm telling you, there's voices that are battling for you constantly.
Oh yeah.
And then you make a decision, whatever. The whole goal, I think, in life is just be a good person. And really listen to the other person as opposed to wait for your chance to speak, like take in what they're saying. I mean, as podcasters, we have to actually think of what we're going to say, but still listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
And take it in. So it's a little harder, but if you don't listen, if you don't listen, it's a waste of life.
Right? It is. And I've been on those podcasts where it's back and forth and I feel like I'm making a connection with that person and they hit me with a, okay, so, and it was actually me asking them a question and they just kind of ignored it and went on to the next question. And it was like, okay. So
they big time you again?
Uh-huh.
You can just say it. I hate people that, you know what, by the way, beating around the bush is one of the worst things people can do. It drives me nuts. Like, I'm always like, see my face? I go, would you just say what you're going to say? What do you mean by that? Like, they big time you. They just...
They just kind of ignored my question and went on to the next question. It was humiliating to me. Because,
what was the question?
Well, because I asked them, it was pretty much, they asked me what, if I had any kind of abilities or anything, any kind of sensitive, and I was like, no, what about you? And, well, this is, I'm like,
yeah, but
I kind of just asked you and you just kind of ignored that I didn't have anything and just went on to the next stage.
Oh, so they ignored that you didn't have any.
Right. Right.
So they didn't even answer the question.
Right. They didn't care what I answered. They just kind of went straight on to the next question. Right.
Yeah. Now we're going to be right back. After this brief break.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Join us at Bordertown Paracon 2023, Saturday, September 30th, from 10 until 7:30 in Caney at the Rec Center on Highway 75, just south of Pizza Hut. Listen to experts from the four-state area discuss legends, ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, and other cryptids. Door prizes and raffles, medium, tarot, and oracle readings, and vendors. It's free for ages 12 and up. For more information, visit SEK Bordertown Paranormal on Facebook or go to bordertownparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Johnny Hauser. This is one of the best podcasts I've ever been on. I love coming on this podcast
called Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
It's not question and answer. It's having drinks with friends and just talking about weird stuff.
My buddy, my BFF, my bestie, Shauna.
She asks the tough questions sometimes, so be on your A game, people. But I love it.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. Wasn't that long, right? Right?
On to the next question. It was humiliating to me.
Men are creepy and they're just horrible people. And if I could start a whole campaign against men itself, I would, because I'm not a fan of them. Like, I'm not a fan of them. You know what I mean? I don't like them. I don't. But they're creepy and they're in the paranormal world, just like someone in the rock and roll world, you find some real weird people, man.
You do.
Anything that's creative, that's thinking differently, you get some great people. Great people.
Yeah.
And you get some really, really creepy people. And as a female, I would not want to be a female in the paranormal world. Like, no.
It is hard.
Thank you.
Your inbox
must be like, hey, blue dot. Hey, just like a... a song, like a techno song.
They don't take you seriously. Come on, this is what I've experienced. This is what I've done. This is what I can prove that's happened. Here's the clip, and they're like, "Oh yeah, okay, whatever."
But
if it was a guy saying it, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, let's play your clip," and da 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 da, and it's like, "Well, hell, I just said that shit."
You guys are the fall guys for every like historical story that's ever been written. It's always a female.
Why did the United States fall? Because of women.
It's just women. It's like here's a, you won't like this, but so 85 percent of women, all right, and then 85% of men, they get a group and they ask them, within your spouse, what do you think that they would most want you to change about yourself, right? So 83% of men said not listening. And then a bunch of women were polled, but it was just a bunch of yammering. That's my point. You know what I mean? That joke alone. is why I tell it, because, you know, it kind of hits home with the fact that, like, whatever, this is just how the men are.
Well, that's how women are too. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
A bunch of yammer.
There's a fucking bathroom. That's why I was looking up pictures the other day of different, like, intuitive bathroom stalls, like what they use. One was a banana and one was peaches, so you know which stall to go into. Well, one was blah blah blah, and the other one was blah 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 all over it, so you know exactly which one to go into.
You know what? True drunken end of the night is whatever bathroom is open. I don't know how people are in other states,
but
I know what it was like going out around. And by the end of the night, if you found an open bathroom,
it's a guy's bathroom.
My dad was revolutionary because my dad was somebody who had a unisex bathroom in my house my whole life. My whole life. You know that? Like, men and women could use my bathroom. My dad was ahead of his time. He was a trailblazer. Incredible.
I guess my dad was too, because he was great with that.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that.
Yes.
Yes. He was amazing. I mean, he's still amazing.
They were so progressive the way they thought, you know, compared to us, to do something like that. One bathroom for everybody.
And not even realize it.
No, crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
It was so awesome to have you on the show. It was a great show.
You had a great time. It's fun. I enjoy talking. I just, that's what I like to do. And, you know.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. Everybody talking.
We need to get you on with us. We get to get you on some shows because we just can get you on a different thing. Get you talking. I'm always focused on people that I can hold their own and talk and have a conversation. There's not a lot.
No.
I wish there was, but there just isn't.
No.
I'll talk to your buddy. We get you on. You can give them a beating because they deserve it.
Beer
how long can you last? How much can your stomach hold a beer before you? With me, I'll drink all night long, but I'll be peeing like an old guy the whole time. It's not worth it, you know? I'm a tequila person. I want to get drunk really fast.
Oh, yeah, no.
And, you know, let's see what happens. I don't want to slowly get drunk and watch everybody else around me. I like chaos. I got to be honest. I'm a big fan of it.
I've had 3 beers and I'm still like, eh.
But see, I've had 2 and they're 9.5% alcohol. And yours is probably 5%.
6.
Alcohol, so 6. So 2 where you had 18% and I'm at 20%. I'm ahead of you.
Yeah. By 2%.
I win.
I'll let you win for now.
I'm so competitive. I'm sorry.
No, I have a friend. My best friend's like that. Huh?
What was his name again? The guy from Ghost Hunters?
Oh, Jason Halls.
Jason. Competition still on, buddy boy. Please be on this show, and then you can challenge me at anything. I'm down. Make sure you add that clip to it. Yeah.
Oh, I am. I'm going to say. You do that.
I should. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you do that.
I just go straight to the horse. I'll send it to him. I think I'm friends with him on Facebook. That's weird. Like, how many people are you friends with on Facebook? You're like, I didn't know I was friends with that person.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. A lot.
And next, right?
They don't ever talk to you either.
No. Well, I don't talk to them, though.
Oh, I've asked them quite a few times. Will you be on my show?
Yeah.
And they've seen it.
Dude, you know what? I'm not good at booking people, and I'm not good at being a guest. Like, someone had to say, you should just start being on the podcast. I was like, yeah, but what? They're like, just do it. I was like, literally, it was one of those things. It's like, sin was like one of those people. They just, you got to just do it. I'm like, all right. Not that I don't want to. It's just like, like we said, horrible self-promotion. It's like, hey, come look at me. Yay.
That's pretty much how it is. It's like, hey, look at me. I'm here.
Yeah. It's just like, I matter too. It's like, no, you don't, guy. And like, yeah, I know. I get it. See, this age, you're like, I don't really matter that much. I'm good with
I'm on the pot. I'm on the bottom of the list. I know.
No, you're higher up than I am. Trust me. Like,
who?
Dude, once white starts to settle in, it's time to get your affairs in order. Like, that's what God's telling you to. Just, you got to pay attention. Like, yeah, it's what it is. I'm cool with it, though. Dude, I turned 50 in September.
I turned 45 in August.
Well, see, you look younger than that. But I do look 50. And I'll tell you why. I like turning 50 as opposed to last year when I turned 49. Because when I was 49, when I'm 49 now, and people ask my age, they say, oh, you're going to be 50 soon. It's like, yeah, thank you for adding the one. Whereas now when I say, if I get to say I'm 50, I at least get, oh, really? 50? That's a much better thing to deal with.
Not, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be 50 soon. I want positivity.
I get a lot of, okay, you look close to your age. And then I get a lot of, well, you kind of act like this. And I'm like, that's not telling me how I look, people.
Well,
bring me the goodness. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm honest with it. A lot of guys will tell you like a really young age. And it's just like, dude, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Probably like mid to late 30s.
Oh, right? I'll go with that.
No, you should go with that. That's, I mean, you know what I mean? Like that's, yeah, you're probably 10 years younger than you are. That's.
I think that's all want. The laughter of the best medicine and the happiness and the positivity that I try to send out.
Hey, there
I don't
is
let
nothing,
stress get to me anymore.
Dude, if there is one thing that I would say that I believe in the most is that making someone laugh is the greatest thing you could do. And laughing is also one of the greatest things. Like,
oh, it
that's
is.
Why I do what I do. Like, I'm trying to present something serious, but still be funny so that people stay with us.
Yes.
They take in the information, but they don't go, oh, they're crazy, or, oh, I'm not being preached that. So
right,
you got to blend it. And the thing is, anybody that can make me laugh, like, to me, is incredible. That's like,
well, I saw again, you crack a smile a couple of times, so I'm doing something right.
No, yeah. I'm enjoying myself. I'm one of those people that I don't really laugh. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like I'm so into comedy, into the things that are funny, that if I smile and I give a nod, that's my way of being like,
oh, that's what I kind of got.
Really
my dad's
funny.
Like that. My dad's like yeah. that. He well, don't even smile I mean, in pictures. He's like,
well, look at the picture you used of me. I look like I'm about to beat someone up. I looked at the photo. I was like, God damn, I'm not that tough. Like, I mean, you know, I maybe not, but I'm like, look at that photo of me. Like, I got a smile. You know how many people, message me and said, I need to learn how to smile because of that photo.
Really? Well, you have one where you're kind of smiling. You just don't have the mustache.
What's the point in smiling in a photo? Like in band photos, we never smile. I'm from the old school days. Why would we smile?
Well, a lot of the paranormal, they don't smile either. They're just.
Yeah, well, that's what you got me doing. But that's what you got me doing. But the only thing is different is that I don't look like I'm just being paranormal.
No.
Like you got a problem?
You look like a bouncer.
Yeah, it looks like it should say you got a problem, guy. Like right next to the in caption.
Funny, there was five different pictures that I had of you. I was doing this online and there was five different pictures and I had people choose out of those five different pictures and they chose that one because you're wearing a black t-shirt and I was wearing a black t-shirt.
When you said to me, what photo did you use? There's no more terrifying question to ask me ever. I was like, I can't pick a photo of me. That's not going to go well. I was like, whatever you pick, I'll go with. I don't care because I can't. Dude, so everyone thinks that for some reason I'm very into myself when it could be the opposite, but that's okay. I'd rather them think the first part. I'm my worst critic.
Like, oh, me too.
Don't like myself at all, but that's fine. I've learned to live with myself. You know, I know I don't like myself. So it's like a roommate you don't like, but because of the way I act, the fact that I don't really care, people take as confidence and then they take it as arrogance. And it's like, if you only knew,
yep.
If you really only knew, you'd get it. Like when the lights hit or the show would start, whatever it was, if you're not at least up for the game, if you're not willing to give your best to do a show, then don't do it. Like you could be sick, hurt, whatever.
Yeah.
When it starts, you have to go on and you have to do it. If you want people to get the message, especially paranormal, man, if you want people to learn stuff, if you want to form webs of different people, like we're doing,
mm-hmm.
different groups from all different states, bringing people in so we all share information.
Yep.
It's only going to happen if we're willing to do that and take the hits. And some of us are willing to take the heat of being called, you know, oh, why would you ask a paranormal investigator question? You're not a paranormal investigator. It's like that. I make that question sound stupid in so many languages. It's like,
right?
Why are we asking these questions? Why don't we ask what questions are you asking in person? And then judge me on that.
Yep.
But
it's like all the questions I was asking you. It wasn't just about the paranormal, but it's all stuff that kind of led you to what you're doing now.
Oh, I think we've talked about maybe like
everything.
Yeah, we've been from sports to music to politics to how to get rid of a body
to religion.
religion, paranormal, to comedy again. To I don't know. Have we talked about like Smurfs or any kind of like daytime TV shows?
No, but I do miss the Smurfs, and I miss those little underwater creatures too on Saturday mornings.
Oh,
I
can't remember the their Snorks.
Names. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go, dude. So when it comes to like information of that's not useful, oh, I get a lot of it. Like in pop culture, music, I go all the way across. Like anything important, I probably can't talk about. But like the Snorks. Oh God, oh, yeah. That all day long.
Pound that was puppy. One of my favorite shows.
Get me going with that. They would make a video game, they make a cartoon. Hubert got one.
Oh, yeah.
Got one. Yep. I miss Saturday morning cartoons, man. I miss
too.
Having three stations and knowing that we were all watching the same shows.
Yeah.
Discuss them.
And we all got excited at the same time because
you had to wait.
Yes.
No one wants to wait.
No. Not anymore. Not anymore.
They're wrong.
Oh, you've got 35 minutes before your show.
Yeah, I know.
And we can still talk. I don't mind.
You know what the trick is? That I don't prepare.
Yep.
I'll tell you why.
That's me too.
As the host, I don't want to know too much about somebody because I don't want to form an opinion.
Exactly. Well, not only that, I want to find out during the show. That's what my show is all about. Finding out, getting to know that person. Like, I know Angel, but she had a new book. She's got a new book coming out. She's writing another book. I didn't know about it, and I did not want to know about it until I started asking her about it. But, I mean, that's just how I am, too. I think it makes a more realistic conversation because it is real, and it creates a bond between the people that are talking instead of just automatic, oh, this is another show.
I like doing it live.
Yeah, I do, too. I didn't at first. I didn't at first. My previous podcast was my first season was all pre-recorded, and I told them it was pre-recorded so I could edit out anything they didn't want to say live and blah, blah, blah. And then I got to say, thinking, you know what? This is bullshit. It's quicker and easier just to do it live instead of going back and editing shit.
it's better because you get
it's
honest,
real.
You can't go back. You just said it.
Nope.
They got to deal with it.
Yep. Like, can't go back.
It's like that. It's like, what's that guy's name? Bill. Do it. I'll do it live. Bill. What was his name? It was
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Yeah. The breakdown. Right, I'll do it live.
Yeah.
That's in my head when I think about it sometimes. Like, I'll do it live.
Because you do it live, you get more truth than you do.
And you don't want me to like know too much and direct the conversation because then it just doesn't seem right. Like, and I don't start off with, what got you interested in paranormal? It's like,
okay, well.
And when they're in the green room, like, streaming, people come up on the screen, like, I will purposely go off camera and just disappear because I don't want to hear conversation. And then sometimes I'll hear Buddy asking them questions. And then I'll come running downstairs and be like, don't ask the kids questions. Shut up, please. Like, don't get anything now. Just hold it. Like, don't. You'll get it. And then what's fun is that, like, having co-hosts, you get to kick it to them.
Yep, and you can play off each other.
Yeah, you get to see what they're thinking. And, you know, some co-hosts they have a question written down from, like, 4 hours ago. And no matter what you're talking about, they're going to ask it. And, well, that's that. You're going to deal with that. But then some are really listening and they play off you and they go with it. And
like, yeah.
Buddy's a very jolly guy. He's a very friendly guy. I mean, goes by the name Buddy. So,
yeah.
You know, he helps in that sense. Like, I purposely make sure that I come, if I'm being honest, which I am, which I hate when people say, but I come across as a bit of a jerk on the shows as I try to crank it up a little. I because again, like I said, I don't want everyone to always be so positive about the guest. There's going to be somebody ask some questions that like spin them, get something else out of her, or whatever it is, right? So the podcast version of me is just a little more of a, it's like a wrestler for wrestling. I just dial it up a notch because you don't want me to be boring and generic when I host. Like, it's kind of my job to just make everything spin and see what we get out of it, right? Yeah. And make sure you know what time it is. That's the other part about being a host that I like being on the show that I love is that I haven't once had to check to see what else somebody else is doing, what they're thinking, or like who to bring somebody on. It's like, that's just me. I just take care of me. It's easy like that, you know?
It is. It is.
I'm going to start doing a one-person show now because of you. Firing everybody. Getting rid of everybody. Buddy's gone. Tonight I'm going to fire Buddy. I'm live.
You are live. Not.
7:05. Watch. I'm firing by 7:08.
I'm going to be in there. No, he's not.
That'd be funny as hell though. Buddy, you're gone. No, you're gone. He'd be like, gone from what? I got to be honest. I'm really like really happy and blessed for the people that have surrounded me with this, because some people like the thing is I have a vision of something, and it's hard to get people to believe what I'm seeing because it's so many steps down the road. But on the rare occasion that I do get someone to see what I'm saying, like man, it's just how it works. Like it ended up. Anybody that's like follows through, like, God damn, that's such a, I wish there was more people that would just do what they say and follow through.
Yeah.
And everything else works. And right now the people I got are like all pushing the stream channel. Now I didn't say stream.
Stream. The stream channel.
Once we start to go live like that 24 hours and once we start to get to do our own commercials, which, oh God, help me.
Oh, I can't wait to do stream. Commercials. The stream.
Yeah, Strim, like, that, would they hate that? Hey, it's King Mike Yell, and you're watching Strim. Dude.
Anybody got the shrimp?
Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, God. So many, isn't that awful, though? I always, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm a good person, because I like to laugh at others' expenses.
Hey, I'll watch YouTube. You can be a good person and laugh at somebody else's expense. I mean, it depends on how stupid the situation is.
Do you watch? I watch people falling, walking through glass, slipping on ice. Oh, God.
And then you guys sit there and think, oh, my God, how dumb are they? Three times.
Yeah, who's worse, them for being dumb or me for laughing? I went to Block Island the first time I met all the guys there, Rick. Like, Block Island Ghost Tours is so incredible. All the people there.
Well, there is common sense in people, and some people lack it.
But I'm saying I show up and I meet all these people. Next thing you know, we got these videos on YouTube, and I'm laughing like an idiot at everyone, and they're wondering why I am. And they're thinking I'm such a mean person, because every time someone falls, especially when they try to break their fall, oh, God, help me. It's like candy. Like they do that, oh, and you're just going, keep doing it, keep going, keep trying, you're just, and bang, and you're just like, so happy they fell, and then you're like, I hope he's okay, like, I hope the person's okay afterwards, goddamn.
Well, yeah,
you try to get
but during the time,
times.
It's funny, I mean, it's like, yeah. I told my friends, I said, I'm going to laugh when you fall, but I'm going to ask you if you're okay.
And you got to learn how to fall.
I had three guys that live, I've got a 21-year-old son, an 18-year-old son, and my husband, and they're all like that. And I'm like, oh, God, that's so awful. But I'm sitting here laughing at the same time I'm saying it's awful. So
look, come on. You see somebody fall. It's so pleasurable, because it's like, just fall. Like, my theory has always been like, I've fallen a couple times, and I'll tuck my arms, my head chin down, and I aim to hit my back.
Yeah.
I'll just fall. If I'm on a trip, I just go down. Yeah, I'm down.
Yep.
When they try to fight it, oh.
You see them stumble. They start trying to catch things and it's nothing.
Yeah, because, oh, it just looks like, oh, God, you never went to gym class. Like, oh, my God, how unathletic you are.
You were never in the service. You were never.
Yeah. No, nothing. No training involved there. You have no idea how to catch yourself. And they just go down hard.
Yep.
And the laughter ensues. It's kind of like paranormal people that go into places. They're like, oh, I'm not scared of stuff. And they get terrified. And you get to watch their whole, like what are they
I'm
called?
I'm waiting for the day. I'm hoping Hinsdale scares me, because I've been in a lot of places. But I think it's a lot to do because I grew up watching horror movies and reading horror books. And, I mean, Christopher Pike was one of my favorite authors when I was younger. And R.L. Stein. And then I get older and I'm watching unsolved mysteries, true crime stuff. And then I'm watching. So my dad's also a cop.
So I do it.
I'm going into these places and I'm like, OK, I want to hear something. And instead of running away from it, I'm running towards it.
Yeah, but that's a character.
Oh, yeah.
People, listen to me. People do not run towards help anymore. No. I've saved two people from choking at two different restaurants in my life. And both times, no one else jumped up. And the reason I was given was they didn't want to get sued.
Oh, my God. That's, who cares? Oh God. That person's dying.
Ugh. It didn't matter, man. Yeah, twice I've done it. Like, oh, I couldn't believe that I was the only one standing up. Because it's not like I'm a hero. It's just that, like, from working with kids and the whole CPR thing, like, you hear that, you should get up and help.
Yeah. But,
you know.
You should. It's like I told my daughter, I said, instead of saying help me, say fire, fire. That way people come and want to see and what's going on, you know, and because nobody wants to hear help.
You should watch and YouTube Fonzie Honk. So Fonzie, the character Fonzie from Happy Days.
Yeah.
Did a public service thing where they came up with this idea that instead of kids screaming at a high pitch when they're in trouble, they would make this honk sound. Now, while the idea is good, it is so hysterical. It's just like, if I heard a kid doing that, I would not think he was in trouble.
No, I would think they're playing.
Just do yourself a favor. Look up the Fonzie honk.
Oh, my gosh.
Like whatever, PSA or whatever they call it. It's so ridiculously stupid and funny. You can't believe they made it. And then you're like, yeah, I can't believe they made it.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of the things I told even my boys when they were younger, yell fire. If somebody's trying to grab you, yell fire. People will start coming and it's like, where's the fire? But when it comes to help, they're like,
yep. That person really need help.
Right.
Especially if it's a woman, no offense. They're always like, no, I'm being serious. Like they were like, well, maybe it's just a relationship problem.
Yeah.
It's weird. No, I'm being.
Well, because they're overly emotional. I understand.
Ugh. Again, men don't really like women through history. You guys are the bad guys, the fall guys. Like,
yep. We're the ones that cause the problems, right? We're the ones that are treacherous. I mean, look at Nanny Doss. Nanny Doss killed her kids, her grandkids, her husbands, and she was known as the sweetest person in the... No, she wasn't either.
What about the crime woman that supposedly killed her kids because her husband cheated on her? And then we're supposed to feel bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her. She's a fucking piece of shit.
Exactly. She's walking around crying because they claim she's looking for her kids. Guess what? She knows where they are.
Oh,
she left them in the bathtub. Yep. She knows where they are. She's a piece of shit. Like, I don't feel bad for her walking around as a ghost. Not at all.
I don't either.
A person or a ghost. Yeah.
Nope. No. Nope. Not at all. I understand you completely because women like that piss me off. Oh, like the two women that adopted those five kids over in California, I believe it was, and then fed them all Robitussin or something to make them pass out and then went off of a cliff and killed the whole fucking family. And it's like, you are fucking pieces of shit. I don't care. Why would you even do that to those babies?
So I would say that they're, I don't even know if I would call them pieces of shit, because to do something that ridiculous means you have to be in a mind space that is absolutely ridiculous. So
anybody that help long before.
But if you load up the family van with your family, give them Robitussin and head off a cliff, there's a lot going on in that head. That and by the way, do never take Robitussin and drink wine in the same night. Is what's called a robo shot, and you will trip. It's not good.
Oh, hell no!
You find that out the hard way.
Oh well, now I know, so I won't ever do it.
Especially wine. It's called a robo buster. Do not do wine, red wine, and Robitussin.
Oh. In the same night.
That's another one to grow on.
You want one to grow on. Like the more you know.
That's what I did. That's one to grow on. Is it really Willis? Is it Willis? Are you sure?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that do take medicines and drink. So.
I know a lot of witches that make all kinds of potions that I can't make fun of. But, you know. Hey.
I don't.
Is one of each. There's everybody's got their own thing, man. And it's like, if I stop making fun of one, I gotta make fun of them all. Like, that's, you know, if I give one a chance, I gotta give them all a chance. it's like if I don't let someone say one word, then you open the floodgates to stop people from saying every word. That's why I'm always like, I don't care if they say something that's horrendous against me, whatnot. I'm for all freedom of speech.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to hear what you don't want to hear, but get ready for it.
I was 16 years old when they started coming out with the stupid political correct bullshit. And I said, this is going to be the downfall of everybody in this country. What's going on right now? Fucking stupid shit because of political correctness.
So, you know, when you focus on 10%, not even of people, and you make them the whole news, that's weird to me.
Well, that's because they're trying to pin everybody against them. But I have friends that are in those categories, a lot of those different categories, and they are nothing like that. Nothing like that. That to me is like a mental. Where's all the mental institutions anymore? I mean, so, for reals.
So even the paranormal world deals with mental issues.
Yes, right? Constantly, every day.
But they don't want to acknowledge that either.
No.
I don't think anybody wants to.
They want to ignore it. All mental issues where it comes to police officers, military, different races, different genders, whatever it is, people don't want to acknowledge the problems anymore. They just want to raise them up and make them seem like it's okay. When in reality.
Did you think it would ever be bad to say USA, USA?
No.
That's my point. If you chant USA, USA, people think for some reason you're a horrible person. That's where we've come. You know what I mean? That's why I say, like, churches are like roller skating rinks on a Wednesday. Like, no one's there. And I would like to see people there because I'd like to see people congregate.
Right.
That's all I'm interested in. But
too many people are grabbing their phones. And this is what they do on a daily. They just look at their phones. Yesterday, I went to a clinic for... I'm in the process of losing weight, but I went there and I was sitting down and there was like a lot of people. I realized I was on my phone instead of conversing with the person next to me when I normally would have back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Instead, I put my phone in my pocket and I started talking to the ladies behind the desk.
Do you remember what it was like to go out of the house with our phone?
Yes. Wasn't constantly. It was. Great? You didn't.
You left.
You left everything. And if you wanted to get a hold of anybody, you had to call from a payphone.
But if I spend the day at the beach, guess what? I'm at the beach.
You're at the beach.
It's no phone. No one could reach me. They didn't even know where I was.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I miss people not knowing where I am.
And now they know where you are all the time.
24 hours.
Yep.
There's cameras on every goddamn phone pole.
Yep.
Like, I get to a car accident. And the guy was like, cop was like, oh, it's all right. We got video of this, that, and the other. We'll be able to see it. And I was like, God damn. Like, that's awful.
Uh-huh.
The things I got away with when I was a kid would never be allowed now. I was bribed by a teacher senior year to never come back to class and get a B+. And I took the bribe. And that's how things worked. Because you could be destructive in class. You could do awful things. Like, you could leave like dead fish in a locker over a 3-day weekend, not knowing that the fire department was going to come on Monday and fumigate on Tuesday and fumigate the whole part of the school. But, you know, I've always been one for chaos. So I've always been like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's do this. See what happens. And it doesn't always work. If you know what I mean. But
when everybody's watching you. Nope. Yeah.
By the way, Buddy is messaging me now. So that must mean he must. That's when he starts to message me, then it's serious. So I guess it's time for me to prep, apparently.
Well, okay. It was awesome having you on the show. Thank you for sticking with me as long as you did. It was a fun conversation.
Great conversation. Anytime, seriously.
But awesome. Awesome. Well, everybody, next time, listen in, tune in. If you missed this show and you're coming in on the ass end, just replay the damn thing. I mean, geez.
It's worth it. It's worth it to go back.
It is worth it. All right, Mike. Hang on just a second. Until next time, everybody, y'all have a wonderful day. Stay true to yourself. Stay honest. Always treat others you would have them treat you. And until next time, bye, y'all. All right. That was awesome. Thank you.
That was fun, dude.